Good morning, precious brothers and sisters. Psalm 82, we're just doing verse 4, and we're just speaking about our calling, you know, what God wants. He's rescued us, He saved us, and we need to now be just with the same love others as God loves you, disciple others as God disciples you. And we've seen this is our calling as sons of God. So we want to stay in the calling, in the light. As God's in the light, we need to be in the light as well. Okay, verse 4, my sweetie.
Rescue the weak and the needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked.
Hallelujah. The verse before this said, give justice. And why? Why do we give justice? Because the king is ruling and reigning. Is reigning in righteousness, Jesus our King, Lord and Savior, and Big Brother. And then he says, and princes rule with justice. So as princes, we got to rule. And here we can see this morning, it says rescue. We got to rescue the weak and the needy and deliver them from the hands of the wicked one. And what do you see there? I just see discipleship. You've been discipled. If you are being discipled every day, you I think of that scripture, morning by morning he wakens your ear to teach you as like a disciple. That's what happens. And then as what you've gotten and that motivation and that love that is coming from the inside by His Spirit pouring His love into your heart, is that's what you share with the weak and the needy. And then we could sometimes just think it's, you know, it's people that's really weak and needy, but it's actually everyone out there is weak and needy. The light you've got, the love that God makes new every morning is always relevant to the people we're going to see, we're going to walk into, that we're going to, you know, that we experience in the day. So remember that and don't be afraid to let your light shine, standing up for the right. And then here we can just see that rescue again in Proverbs 24 verse 11. He says, rescue those who have been taken away to death. You know, broad is the way to destruction. And this is what we see going on in the world now. It's the devil is out full blast and with all his metalsekalanta, with all his deceived rich people hungry for power, money, power, and the hand clap of the rich. So guys, we've got to really be the lights out there and rescue, hold them back, hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter. And then it says here in verse 10, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Now we know the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is at work in our lives. So with that power, we know we are powerful in God, not in ourselves, not in boasting in ourselves, but in this goodness, in this great God, in being a part of this family. And so we need to, we mustn't faint. We must stand strong, knowing God starts to work and He will complete it. He'll never leave us or forsake us. So we must go knowing that we have been favored by the Lord, and we are now in the favor of the Lord, so we can be bold and strong and stand out for the right thing. If you say, behold, we did not know this, does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who keeps watch over your soul know it? And will he not repay each man according to his work? So we need to always remember, guys, we've been called out of darkness into the light to represent the light, stand up for the light, and be the sons of light. We are the workmanship of God for good works laid out there for us. So keep shining, your light, arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.